It's a complicated, convoluted way of doing it. And the reality is that government should be simply doing what sensible government would do, is look at taking down the price at the pumps for everybody. Because everybody uses fuel. The family that's trying to go to work, the family that's trying to bring children to school, who's perhaps dealing with a person with disability and have to take them to appointments, all of those people need use fuel. And nothing was done for them. There is also nothing done for people who depend on home heating oil. And I know many people in my community who use home heating oil. Even this time of year, older people who you know, are in very cold houses, they need to use home heating oil, and government done nothing for them. And it's simply sitting back and saying, well, the sun is shining, everything is fine. But it's not fine. And people are recognising that, you know, the government are quite prepared to leave them behind. We need to look at issues around the electricity credits that was there before. We need to introduce those energy credits for people. And, you know, governments say, well, you could be giving that to millionaires. And, you know, universal is a bad idea. The reality is that how we deal with that is you have a taxation system which deals with it. And that's what government refused to look at. You will have universal payments which will benefit, yes, everyone in society, because it's easy to get money into people's hands. But then you have a proper and effective taxation system which is balanced, which ensures that you deal with those who are on the wealthier end of it. And that's where government, again, fails and fails and fails every time.